Mammals developed from land-based reptiles 200 million years ago, and most of the mammals we see today are still land-based. A notable exception are the cetaceans, which we all know as dolphins and whales. How did they move from land to sea? The ancestor of modern whales moved into the water about 52 million years ago. One whale fossil, about 40 million years old, provides an interesting snapshot from this gradual change. This early whale fossil had rudimentary legs growing from its sides. These were puny compared to the bulk of the whale, so they were probably vestigial in the slow process of disappearing. Moving from land to saltwater requires more changes than simply trading in legs for fins, however. For example, the kidney of a modern whale allows it to drink salt water, but early whales must have been restricted to fresh water like other mammals. Scientists have recently discovered that this important kidney change happened about 48 million years ago to a whale called Indocetus. Kidneys don't leave behind fossils like bones do, so how can these scientists be sure? The answer comes from the ancient whale's tooth enamel. Oxygen in an animal's tooth records information about the type of water they drank. The very earliest proto-whales had tooth enamel that indicated a freshwater diet. They probably lived in rivers, or at least returned to rivers to drink. Indocetus, however, had teeth that indicated a saltwater diet. This means it had specialized kidneys and was probably the first mammal to swim the open ocean. That's a lot of information from some old teeth. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by Eric Sonstrom with help from James Farlow at Indiana University, Purdue University, Fort Wayne. I'm Yael Cassander.